This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Indeed we are. Hour number two here on Gwynn and Chris. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matthew Scraby, a little daily gambit. We made some bets before we took the break. Catch up on some of these new games to be added on our betting list.
Are you, I'm surprised. I'm not a odds maker.
Mm-hmm.
But Miami of Florida is favored by 3 points against Ole Miss in the semifinal game. And remember, these games are all at neutral sites, so there's no home or away.
What a game, too, by the way.
Should be a great game. But Ole Miss, Georgia, was an incredible game.
Incredible.
Miami did take down Ohio State. Impressive. I will say this. Julian Sain had, a great year. But I don't think they did enough to help him in that game. Miami was just so good on defense.
I don't think
he was ready for that.
I don't think their offensive line was ready. That defensive line was it was the thing that was the difference maker.
They
really
overwhelmed
in that game,
them.
For
yeah,
sure.
They did. But would you have? I would have expected Ole Miss to be favored.
I would have too. After watching, what we do know, and this is what made Saban's team so good, was that they could all rush the quarterback.
Yeah.
And I think Miami is elite compared to
Miami is a better defense. Ole Miss, though, just took apart Georgia, which is also a great defense.
I don't know that their defensive line is as good as that.
Miami.
They got those two guys on the same side.
Miami's good.
That makes it almost impossible. Somebody's getting a one-on-one.
I don't know whether to root for Ole Miss, to stick it to Lane Kiffin, or I don't know to root against Ole Miss, so they don't have to hear about Lane Kiffin anymore. So I'm not sure what to do there.
Lane Kiffin is still dictating this game.
Isn't it? Incredible.
He's like, hey, I don't know if my assistants are going to be able to coach in this game.
And I'll let you know
game.
The morning of the game. When are we deciding on this, by the way, Lane?
Yeah, Lane Kiffin's been given too much power.
It's incredible. It really is incredible.
He orchestrated his own power move.
It's crazy.
His own, it really is crazy. Somebody's got to... Never mind. I'll say something I regret. Indiana blowing out Alabama, I think, made everyone in America happy, especially when you go back to the pregame. Nick Saban looking into the camera said, well, I'm going to take Alabama. Of course you are, Nick, but at least admit to why you're taking Alabama. You didn't really think they were better. Same for Paul Feinbaum. And by the way...
Hang with him, Paul.
But by the way, hats off to the Indiana broadcaster, and I forget his name now.
Oh, yeah.
He's been there for 53 years. He's never won anything, obviously, broadcasting Indiana football. And when they scored the clinching TD or one of the TDs the other game against Alabama, he goes, touchdown, Indiana. It's 31-3. How do you like that, Paul Feinbaum? And I thought, you know what?
Yes.
It was deserved. Because Indiana has been, I can't say it, but bleeped on the whole year. especially by the arrogant SEC people who didn't really believe in this team.
Somebody
they humiliated Alabama.
Don Fisher is your guy.
Good for him, man.
One of the talking heads, I can't remember who it was, and when he said it, I was like, that was interesting. He said that he had Indiana blowing out Alabama. I can't remember who it was.
Well, he was right.
But he was spot on.
Oh, man, they blew that. Man, I'll tell you one thing. Most people think Oregon are going to beat them. And I will
say,
Oregon
took care of Oregon one time.
Oregon looked really good. Indiana beat Oregon. Can they beat him again? Those games are later in the week. But I'm looking forward to all of that. All right, we ready?
Let's do some Daily Gambit.
Gambino.
Hold up. Hold up. Oh. You know, before we get to the Daily Gambit.
Yes,
I mean,
sir. You have something to read? You don't want to get in trouble with the boss here.
I want to remind everybody that we are broadcasting live from the Bill Howe Studios. We know how.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We have nothing to review from 2 weeks ago, so Chris, take it away.
All right. Obviously, the NFL odds are out for the weekend. We'll get into more of that later, but as mentioned earlier, the Rams are 10.5 at Carolina. Everything else is like a 3-point spread, so it's going to be wide open there. We'll do the college later in the week. But for tonight, guys, open with a little NBA basketball.
Are you mad at that?
You know, Tony, you know how we all have our own Twitter feeds? I'm curious, and he's got his glasses on again. It's pretty hilarious. Have you had them on the whole time?
Or just, no, he took them off.
Okay, they're back on.
Meta started talking to me, and it kind of freaked me out. So I'm taking them off.
His glasses are playing music. They're talking to him.
Tony, please call Scraby an idiot.
I don't know what's in there. But my Twitter feed hates, and I mean hates, LeBron James.
Oh, that's because you hate him.
Is it?
That's because you've been looking at the anti-LeBron James stuff.
Okay, I don't hate him anywhere near as much as you do.
I don't hate him.
I can't go one day without seeing a video montage of LeBron James flopping on the floor.
Yeah.
And it seems like really out there. The people that are anti-LeBron. Am I wrong? No, or is this picking up steam?
I just think you have to be careful because especially on our social media platforms, algorithms are in play here. And so...
So what if I say I'm not a LeBron James fan on the show? It starts showing up on my Twitter?
I mean, there are things exactly that we've talked like about that we've talked about that I've never looked up that will show up on my
100%.
Phone.
100%. Okay. 100%. And if you do happen to look at one of those flopping videos,
then they'll keep showing
them forever.
It's like,
hey, he must like these joints.
I will say that Charles Barkley also is, at least in Twitter, anti-LeBron. In terms that he can't get over the people want to compare LeBron to Jordan.
And then
he goes into the flopping and the whole thing.
I would definitely say that's part of your algorithm at this point.
Okay, so it's just my algorithm. Because, I mean, he's just taking a beating on my Twitter feed, LeBron.
I see a lot of anti-Mike Vrabel stuff, so.
Okay. All right.
I'm like, see, there are people who feel like me out there.
Fair enough. Okay.
No, the algorithm, Chris, is built for
yes,
you.
Yes, I get it. I know. I understand that. But I never used to see this much in terms of vitriol for LeBron James.
You almost have to go out of your way, and this is what I found, to balance it out so that your algorithm is not so one-sided.
Because, I mean, LeBron James is better than their – I mean, he's still pretty good, people.
Yeah. I've seen some of the flopping
so
joints.
Criticize this guy. All right, he's not in action tonight. But the Clippers are making a little headway. Kawhi returned. Nevertheless, still 12-22. They're home to the Warriors tonight. Golden State favored by 2.5 on the road. So we'll start there. Scraby, you're the Northern California
guy. Oh, man,
guy.
There are lots of upset Warriors fans right now, so...
Draymond got booted out of another game last night,
yes,
I think.
Did.
And
losing his mind.
Yeah.
Who are they playing?
At Clippers.
I'm going with them.
You're going to Clippers?
Yes.
Again, you have to bet the Clippers at your own peril. But if Kawhi plays, I'll take the Clippers, too. Tony?
Did Kawhi not play the other night when they got spanked?
I don't know.
They had won six in a row, and then they got beat
up
bad.
They've lost, one in a row. They got whipped. I could look that up. But
I'm this is Clippers and Warriors.
Still
I'm
Clippers and
the...
Warriors. Oh, the Celtics beat the Clippers by 30.
That's who it was.
Night.
And Green had Brown had 50.
50 used to be something that was great. Now it's you just move right on.
That's pretty cool.
Kawhi did play in that game.
I'm going to take the Clippers.
We're all taking the Clippers. OKC minus 15.5 at Charlotte.
Oh,
people have calmed down, though, on the Oklahoma City greatest team of all time talk.
They had to.
Right? I mean, they were, 27-2? And now I think they've lost four out of their last seven games, which is, for them, a lot. They've now got six games. I mean, everybody had them pretty much beating the Warriors' record.
Yeah, it was getting ugly.
And now they'd have to almost win every game. Spurs are 3-0 against the Thunder.
That's the Oklahoma City problem.
That's weird.
They ran into a San Antonio Spurs problem. And Wembanyama.
15.5 points here. I'm going to take OKC after I just ripped on them. Tony?
Yeah, it's definitely OKC.
OKC.
Not close.
Charlotte, not a great team.
I'll go with the Bobcats.
The Bobcats don't exist anymore, but you can have them. Boston, I hate this, that the Celtics are still good again, Tony. I don't want to give Mazzulla any credit, but they have the second best point differential ratio in the NBA without Tatum. They're dominating. They're 10.5 over the Bulls. The Bulls are without Giddy and White. So the Bulls have got injury issues.
Yeah,
Tony, you're up.
You know
at Boston.
I had to go with the C's,
go with the C here. C's, Scraby?
Yeah, C's.
Boston. I'm going to just take a flyer on the Bulls. They've been a weird team this year. They have played much better against good teams, and then they lose to bad teams. So this is Celtics are a good team. Here's a great matchup tonight in the NBA. Detroit hosting the Knicks.
Top two teams in the East. That was a great playoff series,
too. Right now, Detroit 26-9. Knicks are second, 23-12. They're at Detroit tonight. Do you go Brunson or Cunningham? More points. And Scraby's up. Cunningham for Detroit, Brunson for the Knicks.
I like Cunningham.
Cunningham it is. I like Cunningham too, but I'm going to go. They're at Detroit. I think Brunson takes over the game.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Brunson tonight.
Brunson's a bad man. I'm taking Brunson too.
Brunson. Was Brunson not on the Villanova teams?
No,
won?
He was.
And him and
Hart were all teammates.
Brunson and
DiVincenzo.
DiVincenzo. And there was somebody that year, a really popular college basketball analyst, who said, "Hey, Villanova's winning this championship, and they don't have a single NBA prospect on the team."
I guess people were like, well, maybe they do.
I
guess
as
they
it
did
turned
water.
Out. You know who's still playing well? I had to put him in there tonight. Kevin Durant.
Yeah, man.
His number tonight is 27.5 points at Houston. Phoenix playing at Houston.
He's probably having...
Or no, he's with Houston. I kept thinking. I was like, he's at Phoenix. They're playing the Suns.
He's in
his old team.
He's on such a talented team.
Man, but how does he score 27.5 points
he doesn't
still?
He doesn't have to do very... He picked this perfect squad where he could just come in. And he's such a good basketball player. This is easy work for him.
I think it's going to be held against him, though, that he always chased a good team.
Of course it is. That's just how this society operates.
He's averaging 25.7 again this year, shooting 52%, 42% from three. And he's 38 years old?
Yeah.
37.
Off of torn Achilles?
27.5 points. He's playing his old team. He's going to stick it to him.
Maybe Kevin is an outlier, but typically It's how far technology has come. Somebody tears their ACL at that point in their career.
They don't make it back.
They don't make it back to this. Were we talking about 27?
Yeah, he's come having on, another big, typical year. So are you going over too, Tony?
Yeah.
Scrape, what do you want to do?
I'll go under.
All right. All right, we got a minute or two because we went past.
We got to get her because we got our guest.
Oh, we do have a guest. All right, real quick, 12th-ranked Michigan State, 10.5 over USC. Tom Izzo, really loud, criticizing the whole college basketball
mess. I've been loving myself some Tom Izzo. And
are you a fan of his right now for speaking out on all this?
Absolutely.
I mean, he ripped the Baylor coach, and the Baylor coach had to answer for it, basically.
I mean, like John Calipari's been speaking up on it. I've appreciated both of them.
And the NCAA is like, can't do anything.
It kind of forced them to come out and clarify their stance on that. And so I don't know where it's going to go, but I'm glad somebody's saying something about it.
You're up first.
Michigan State.
Michigan State at home over the Trojans. Scraby?
I'll go Michigan State.
All right. I'll be the contrarian. I'll take Eric Musselman. Come on, Musselman. USC. One more. Wild minus 1.5 at Kings. Tony never gets these right.
Kings never get me, so give me the Wild.
Going Wild. Scrape.
Going Kings, baby.
Kings at home. Come on, Kings. All right, we're going to talk some Farmers Insurance Open. Marty Gorsuch, CEO of the Farmers Insurance Open. It's right around the corner. Gets on us quick. Talk with him when we come back on Gwen and Chris.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Bill Howe, we know how. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan, 322 The Time. The Farmers Insurance Open is almost upon us again. And to that end, joining us, the CEO of the Farmers Insurance Open.
I turned off your mic on accident.
Yeah, don't turn me off when I'm trying to introduce our man here, Marty Gorsuch. Marty, how you doing? This is the time of the year where everybody else is coming off the hangover of the holidays, but you got to ramp up.
It's go time, man. We waited patiently. We let baseball happen. We let MLS happen, and football and bowl games and holidays and New Year's. And now it's time to talk Farmers. We're ready to go.
Yeah, let's tee it up. Saw some of the announcement of some of the players coming out to Torrey Pines this year, and I imagine there's probably going to be more to come if history keeps with how it normally is.
Yeah, absolutely. We typically see some stuff through the holidays. We actually have a lot more than we normally have, which is a great sign as far as like bigger name players. And they can put their name into that portal all the way up until the Friday of advance week, so until the 23rd of this month. So we'll keep seeing names come in as guys figure out their schedules, as they work through some logistical things. And, you know, excited about what we've got, but know for a fact that there's some more coming in too. So we'll have some more announcements as we move along.
Marty Gorsuch joins us, CEO of the Farmers Insurance Open. And Marty, it's one of the more popular events that happens here in San Diego, especially early in the year. Tell us a little bit about tickets. Today's the last day, if I'm not mistaken, right, to try to get the lowest price.
Yeah, what it is, we have a price lift at midnight tonight. So still reasonable, but it's a definite incentive to, if you were thinking about going, if you've been before, if you're coming back, definite reason to jump in now and make your move. We all know as Southern Californians, we like to wait.
Yes, we
and
do.
So build those incentives in for folks to act now, especially when they know they're going anyway. And so, yeah, you'll hear a lot today about the buzz going out there, both in the players, even some stuff about some of the new things we have going on for people at the event to check out. And, yeah, kind of create that kickoff buzz. And we'll have another price increase that hits in a couple weeks closer to the event. Once again, one more kind of jump to it. But, yeah, absolutely, now's a great time to get moving and make your commitment to come out to Torrey.
Go see the Farmers Insurance Open. I, you know, look, this is one of the most fun things you can do as a sports fan.
No doubt.
We say it all the time. I always put, like, you sit in the front row at an NBA game. Not many of us can actually ever do that, but if you can, I would recommend it. Sitting behind home plate is fun, etc. Standing next to these golfers when they play, it takes your breath away. It's very surprising if you've never experienced it. So, you know, I'm always going to tell everybody to go. Marty, I know you will. The Saturday finish of the Farmers Insurance Open, it's been a few years now. It's not happening again?
Yeah, so the way the calendar falls this year, part of the reason why we end up so late in the month, later than we normally are, it puts us back into that quiet week in the NFL. So as opposed to trying to go up against the conference championships on Sunday, there's nothing happening. So the way it worked out, it puts us into that slot. We'll be Thursday through Sunday again. So the corporate buyer really embraced that weekday format because they look at it as another day to get out of the office, entertain clients, etc. But the general fan loves having that Sunday back. Whether you're taking family, you're going out with the guys, you're doing it with the couples in the neighborhood, whatever it may be, adding in that extra weekend day is big, and a traditional Sunday finish is always popular.
Marty, you noted that, you know, this is more commitments this early than typically we've seen in the past. Do you think there's a reason for it in terms of this year versus some of the other years?
You know, there's a few factors. I think we're definitely seeing some of the discussions going on in the golf space right now have created a lot more buzz and commitment and stuff, especially from some of the bigger names to get involved earlier. They understand the business side of it. The PGA Tour recently added three of the top six execs from the NFL. And, you know, with that just comes some, I think, opportunistic change to really continue advancing the game. And a part of that's letting the players understand that, you know, they're a big part of the product here. And so as they put their names in, as they commit to play, as the fans can see them, it drives, you know, the overall business of golf, and that's to their benefit. So with that education, I think it's really helped the guys get into it. Another big factor here locally is last year at this time, unfortunately, you know, the fires were getting going in LA.
That's right.
It was a very tenuous time, and not just what happened up there, but even, you know, for myself and our team, we'd be tone deaf if we were out here screaming from the rooftops to come enjoy yourself and get your Torrey on. So we were relatively quiet and sensitive and just watching everything unfold. Then there were the rumblings about the Genesis moving here and having another event 2 weeks later. And just a lot of things all happening at once last year that kind of threw off what you might call a normal cadence. And I think right now we're all looking out at blue skies today, feeling like the world's in a much better place, and people are planning ahead, and we've seen ticket sales on the rise far over last year already as well. So player commitments, ticket sales, Mother Nature. It's all lining up so far.
Harris English is the defending champion, by the way, at the Farmers. Shot a 280 last year. That's for four rounds. That sounds about what I almost shot when I played Torrey Pines this year. Still, one of the great things about the Farmers Insurance Open, Marty, we mentioned it, but how many professional events in any sport can the pros play and the regular people play in the same exact location and same course? I mean, we watch this tournament and we go, oh, I had that shot, or I wish I had that shot. But, you know, we've been on the course, so it just makes it that much more enjoyable.
Yeah, you talked about it earlier with it being a great and unique event. I've worked for an MLB team. I worked for an NBA team. Sports are amazing. But, you know, first of all, you don't get to go play on the court. You don't have that experience. Secondly, you're typically in seats, one vantage point for a 2.5 hour game. Here you have 8 hours. And you can change your vantage points. You can go to different holes where history was made or where there's special views or a par three or follow a group. You've got a lot of flexibility in how you take it in, whether you're, you know, multiple days. You might sit in hospitality or a venue one day and just watch from one hole and another day move around. But then to your point, the ability to play the places and stand in the same areas and try similar shots and have that relatability to the product and to the experience is really cool. On the other sports, you know, football field's 100 yards, a basketball court, you know, similar distance. But here in golf, each venue is different. It has its own uniqueness and its own story and history to tell. So that does make it special here at Torrey.
If you stand deep enough in the rough, you can probably come across a couple of my drives from last summer.
They're
probably still sitting in there somewhere. Marty Gorsuch, CEO of the Farmers. Marty, real quick, tickets. Today, the deadline, not to get tickets, but to get the cheapest price. Tell everybody where they can go so we can get them signed up.
Yeah, farmersinsuranceopen.com. Very simple and intuitive website. It'll explain the basics on general grounds tickets, which still come with a lot of access and amenities and things to do. And it'll also give you some information on some of the upgraded options. But really easy to navigate. Go check it out. If you've been before, love to see you again. If you haven't been, this is your time. It's about a lot more than golf.
Marty, we appreciate it. As always, good talking to you. And look forward to talking some more golf here in the next few weeks leading up to it.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Marty Gorsuch, CEO of the Farmers Insurance Open. All guests on 97.3 The Fan. Join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime. They've been doing it since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Love the Farmers. I must say, I didn't know, but I'm glad it kind of is back closing on Sunday. I never got used to it.
Oh, I love the Saturday.
You
thing.
Did. Quick.
I loved it.
I didn't get used to it. I understood it, but it threw me off.
I have to ask this question because I had my head down when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
You started to ask the question in a way that indicated that it was a Saturday.
Scraby went, No.
Is that on camera?
Probably.
We need to put that out.
For the first time.
I had my head down. I was listening to the question. Yeah. I was like, "That
no,
was
for
a
the first
crazy
time ever."
Pivot.
I understood one of his hand signals.
It was go with the rest of this. I should have probably told you guys, but entered the day thinking it ended on Saturday.
I was going to ask him. I go, "How does it work that it always ends on Saturday?" And Scraby's like, "No, that's not it."
I have to say, had our show just been on radio, that would have been a crazy smooth pivot right
yeah
there.
Yeah, well, everybody saw it.
No, Scraby's like, doing it.
I'm going to have to go back and look for that.
That must be funny. All right, we got a break coming back. What do we have, Scraby?
Oh, we're going to go through some of the news stories that we missed.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, man.
The DK Metcalf thing with the fan who held his own press conference after the fact.
Crazy.
Which, and this fan is a real special person, let me tell you.
You can almost see why DK punched him?
Yeah, yeah. I wish DK didn't get suspended after this fan. There was some other stuff, like, let me get to it.
Just save it. Just
save Stephon Diggs' legal trouble.
Yes.
We'll get to all of that.
Yes,
other
a couple
stuff
of those guys
that we missed over vacation. Gwen and Chris continues.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window
so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
3:38 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. If you love Mediterranean cuisine or food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. Now, we got some traffic to get to here any moment. One of the things that happens over the course of a two-week break that this particular show took is you missed some stories. Stories that otherwise would be great, great show topics. And, you know, I think we've all gotten used to being at home, seeing a story go by and be like, man, that'd have been a really good one to use on that particular day's show. So Scraby took it upon himself to kind of collect some of those stories, and we'll get a chance to go over them. Do we have traffic ready now?
We do not, but I will. Okay. I will give everybody traffic when it shows up, but let's get started here. I am forgetting where I put things on the board, guys. There we go. All right.
Do you know what you did with your dinger?
Where'd my dinger go? Where'd my dinger go?
There we go.
All right. Where shall we start?
Well timed, my friend. Well timed.
Where shall we start? Let's start with DK Metcalf drama. So when the Steelers played the Lions, I think in week 16, DK was caught on camera swiping at a fan who was kind of hanging over the edge, but they were calling him names. They were calling him DeKalen, which is his legal name.
Okay. The Watcher.
The what?
Just a reminder. That's the sound that needs to go off in your head as an athlete.
Gotcha.
Someone's watching.
Always
the
watcher. Actually, I think Jim Nance and Tony Romo were like, look what we caught during the break.
Here's DK Metcalf punching a fan.
Let me tell you how that happens right there. You always have producers. There's like a whole room where TV's on. They got different cameras. They probably caught that, and someone got in Nance's ear, or Romo is like, hey, we got some click of DK trying to punch a fan.
Yeah.
Let's here, I'll show it to you guys. And then they ran with it once it came on TV. But I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't know, Jim. Did he punch him or not?
I don't know, Jim. I don't even want to give this guy airtime about him.
I only saw this in replay, and I'll tell you why. Partly it was like disappointment that DK let this fan get under his skin enough to be over there with the the face punch.
I mean, he had to go over to the fan for this to happen.
Whatever was said was enough to get him over there. So I was disappointed, so I didn't really want to see what happens. Then I saw like clips of what I think was the fan having a press conference.
Okay, I'll tell you why. Because DK said there was racial slurs used, or someone, there were accusations of racial slurs being used. This guy says that there were no racial slurs being used. He's just a super fan, and this is what he does. And so he called a press conference to clear his name of these slurs because he is it's affecting him in his real life. People are coming at him for...
So he's saying that DK Metcalf's claims of racial slurs...
is a lie.
Is a lie. And that's why he called the press conference with
his lawyer.
Has he
sued DK Metcalf yet?
No, but here's where I don't go with the fan. Because the fan, during the press conference, and I'm not going to play the press conference because I don't even want to give the fan that much credit, or anybody to hear his voice, but he keeps calling the guy. He keeps calling DK DeKalen, and he's like, he doesn't like it when I call him DeKalen, but his name is DeKalen. It's like, dude, you do not get it. Like, why do you have to be such an idiot? I don't understand these people. So should DK have been suspended for 2 games? I don't know about 2 games.
I think he should have been suspended for 2 games because you have to. You just can't hit a fan. Ron Artest was kicked out for I don't know how long, but he was
at least Ron got his lick in.
But he also had a soda thrown right at him from about 2 feet away.
That's what sparked it.
Yeah, he didn't punch the guy out of nowhere.
Yeah, I guess you're right. DK can't do this. Everybody knows that. My thing is that
DK
this guy
was
is a
field
troll.
DK was a field goal away from like being
ruining the whole season for the Steelers. 100%. Yeah, think about that.
And now he's back, and there were talks whether or not the Steelers were going to avoid his guarantees in his contract that he
signed.
And they did not. Yeah. Yes, correct. So
that was definitely a story that we would have been able to make.
But can we talk about this fan real quick? Like,
well, we would all love that.
How do we get fans under control?
Like we can't
it's
stop
over.
Them all.
It's over. It's over. We're never going back to the. How would you? What way would you put fans prior to 2020?
No, I'd say 2000.
Okay,
maybe. I might say it took a little bit for us to learn how to act before too, because I remember.
I was going to say we might have to go back to the 1800s. I mean, fan behavior has never really been great. It's just becoming
just go
more.
Go back to that Atlanta Braves Padre game back in Atlanta in 84.
I mean, we've been doing this stuff for a long time.
True.
I mean, people tried to burn the American flag, and Rick Monday saved the thing. That was in the 70s. I mean, fan behavior is always going to be crazy.
That's
the players
have.
It's just
true.
We know more about it now because of the.
There's more cameras.
Access.
We see it more often. Yeah. I think that's probably.
I'm going to take a shot at Fireman Ed. I'm going to take a shot at this fan. I'm going to take a shot at all these super fans. No one comes to the game for you. Everybody comes to the game
Fireman
for the football
Ed,
game.
Fireman Ed is a Jets fan.
Yeah, Fireman Ed, remember when he came out and he said he was disappointed in the Jets because they're not using him enough on the big screen?
That's right.
Yeah. Like, it's not about you. And this fan apparently, see, I don't know what's real about this guy and what's not, but I guess DK said it was, he had said stuff previous years and he got
apparently
removed from the stadium.
I saw that apparently they had some other mix-ups.
But here's the thing for DK.
But Chris, I want to say this. Chris is still right, though. Like, as much as you want to go over and punch this dude in his face, and if you were anywhere else, like in regular walk of life, you would be able to do it and get away.
Yeah.
But just know you are on the field. You not only are you on the field, you're like one of the premier players. So anytime you move, the camera's following. And you just can't get your lick back that way. In most cases, because you're not gonna run into these people in regular, like you're just gonna have to eat it. That's just kind of how it is.
Understand that the Michael Jordan and others had to put up with that Washington Bullets fan, Robin Ficker. And if you want to look him up, he's got his own Wikipedia page. The guy sat right behind the visiting bench. But anyway, said everything known to the guy. You know, Robin Ficker, I'm looking him up. He was a judge or a member of the delegation of the Maryland House of Representatives. But he would go to games and just act the fool. You got to find a way to live with it.
Yep.
You do. But DK is off of suspension now.
And he gets another. I hope he goes crazy in this first game.
I hope this fan never gets. He never is allowed to go to another
game.
That
was against Detroit, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so he won't be going to anywhere this year anyway. Watching from home.
Hey, hey-o! I kind of feel bad for Lions fans this year. They were like
they had this close to going to the
Super Bowl
last
year.
They had a really good team. They just got injuries, really, I think, slowed them down.
All right, let's go to this. Before we get to the story that's going to bring us all down, let's go to this NCAA professional player who went and played or signed an NBA contract.
He was drafted,
and now he's playing. You guys explain this
He was drafted in the second round, right? He got signed. He was traded. In the NBA, he was traded from the team that drafted him.
No, not 31st pick.
So he's first round. He got traded.
32 teams in the NBA? No, it was 30. So it was a first pick, second round.
Right.
You're right.
But he was involved in a trade.
James Nnaji.
He's 7 feet tall. He played in the G League. And then he decided, you know, I want to go back and I want to play. And they're allowing it. The NBA is allowing it. And Baylor. Scott Drew and company said, well, hey, the rules are the rules. We don't have to agree with them. We just have to get the best possible team we can. So he went ahead and brought him in. Fans booed this guy the other night. He made his debut. Coaches around the college are like, come on, what are we doing here?
Charlie Baker, who runs the NCAA, said the NCAA will no longer grant eligibility to any player who has signed an NBA contract. In a strongly worded statement that added some clarity amid questions about who is eligible to play college basketball.
Right. And kid was just drafted, and that was the big contention. Once you put yourself into the draft and get drafted, that's it.
It's not just that either for this particular player. He then played in Turkey. And the thing is, when you become a professional...
So he must have been paid over there.
Not only is it, it's not even just the paid part, right? Like... You go from being a college student to being a pro where you have the means and really the situation where nutrition, weights, like all of the coaching that you get at the professional level, the things that come with it.
Mm-hmm.
And now you get to take advantage of that and then return back to an area in which kids are still trying to learn how to do a lot of that stuff. And so, aside from the money part...
You also get to be 2 or 3 years older.
There's a full advantage to being able to do this. And so, here's how they kind of snuck the Nnaji thing around the corner, basically. He, as Chris said, he did not sign an NBA contract. So, therefore, he's still eligible. Now, listen, I think this is the NCAA doing what they do best. Reacting after the fact that things are happening. And so my guess is that it starts where it's, for now, going to be NBA contract. They've already changed that to be two-way guys. The two-way contract guys are not eligible to come back. Eventually, it's going to have to be professional teams general. Like if you're over in Europe or wherever it may be, you shouldn't be allowed to come back.
Well, you're going to have to do it if you want to at least keep some semblance of college basketball.
And they're scared to death because of the lawsuits. At some point, you just got to stick your neck out there.
At some point, some judges got to say enough's enough, too, and stop ruling in favor of all that. Because if it goes out to its most ludicrous extreme, I say everybody, you know, if you're coming back on injury and you need some rehab games, you get to go down and play at the university you attended. So... Kawhi Leonard will be in the lineup for the Aztecs tomorrow night.
Luka being able to drop down for a rehab assignment at USC and play against whoever.
LeBron can go play at Ohio State since he was thinking of going there.
Right.
Yeah, it's getting absurd. And college sports is taking the brunt of it. I don't know how much longer. I'm sure there's some people that are not even watching the football playoff just on, saying I've had enough of all this stuff. I still watch because I love to watch the game itself.
I'm almost
but
there with
I don't care for how they're doing it all.
What else you got, Scrape?
This one's a small, fun one. Johnny Manziel was a no-show to ESPN.
Yeah, what happened with
day.
That?
So there was a Anthony Joshua Jake Paul fight the night before. Reese Davis actually called him out because Johnny Manziel did not show up to College Game Day. Actually, Al Caruso ended up at the last second being the College Game Day
picker.
Caruso
also showed up at a Padre game this year earlier.
Yes, he did. So Reese Davis said this about Johnny Manziel saying it was out of his control that he missed the TV show. He said, quote, Reese Davis did, "When you go to a fight like that, you've got to be very careful about where you eat breakfast the next morning because it can leave you ill and give you difficulty in reaching the locales where you are scheduled to be. But I digress." Basically saying he skipped because he was out too late.
Over. Yeah.
Johnny Manziel is not buying this. He says, quote, "I will continue to let everyone out there run with a fake narrative, and at the end of the day, perception always wins over reality." So where were you?
Sorry, listen, sorry, Johnny. You've done this to yourself. You haven't, you don't have the court of public opinion on your side. You haven't done good. You haven't turned the corner enough for us to be like, oh yeah, I can see that being the case.
Yeah, he put the whole thing out on Instagram. And, you know, when people do stuff like this and Instagram like this, I feel like they're trying to cover up something that they did that they knew they shouldn't have done.
Maybe so.
I think Johnny Manziel usually does things he shouldn't have done.
That is a fair comment. All right, last one. This is a serious one. Patriots wide receiver Stephon Diggs faces charges of felony strangulation or suffocation and misdemeanor assault and battery pertaining to an alleged incident on December 2nd involving his private chef. He is scheduled to appear in court on January 23rd. Also, Patriots defensive tackle Christian Barmore faces misdemeanor assault and battery charges.
This is a separate?
Separate thing. So, mainly I want to talk about Stephon Diggs because a felony, he's been charged with a felony strangulation or suffocation.
That means they had enough evidence to charge him.
To say that this they believe he did it and they can prove it.
This is not something that is only alleged. It's charged. And I'm waiting for the one team that's finally going to stick up again to the courts. Because I know you're innocent till proven guilty, Tony, and I want to respect Stephon Diggs' rights, but if it was my team, I wouldn't want to be represented by Stephon Diggs while this is hanging over our
head. What if he's found guilty of strangulation and they just let him play?
If he's found guilty of strangulation, he's not going to play.
Well, we understand
that.
No, he's
playing now.
I would say,
he's not found guilty, though.
But I would like
he's been charged with it.
I would like at some point somebody to stand up and go, if you're charged with a crime of that nature,
I think it's more of the crime for me.
We're not putting you in, you're not playing with our squad while that's hanging over the head. Can you make that claim and not be sued in return?
Or you can't make that claim and say that you believe in proven innocent until guilty.
The Patriots are hiding behind that, but to me and most of us, the feeling is they need Stephon Diggs, so he's going to play until further notice. And I just think it's a bad look to a lot of people out there. Is it or no?
I don't know. I don't know about a lot of people. I know that if you are charged with something, it does not then mean that you are guilty
of the act.
But that's
what
I do know.
That.
That's true.
But I want to protect the player from just willy-nilly people making claims. But I don't believe the courts charge you unless they feel they have some reason to be able to charge you. Do they not?
I mean, that is not the bar, though. The bar is not... You're charging somebody because you think you have enough. The bar is that you end up proving that they are then guilty of what you were charging.
Tony is right, and Chris is right.
I don't know. I think it's going to continue going down this road. It's not going to change.
Well, all the Boston websites are like, well, it's 2 days before the AFC Championship. Well, you're not going to make it there, so he's going to have plenty of time.
There we go.
Let's get to break. 4 o'clock hour on the other side.
Christmas defense, baby.
833-288-0973.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback.
I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.